The time is 6 o'clock and this is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Eugenia Asumedu-Sechi. In the headlines, women being celebrated today. First Lady Lordina Mahama encourages women to do more despite achievements. No maternal deaths recorded in Tumu in Upper West last year. And Turkey and EU agree on plan to control influx of refugees into Europe. In our first story, Ghana joins the global community to mark International Women's Day today. It is a time to reflect on progress women have made in advancing their issues. International Women's Day is also a call for change and to celebrate acts of courage and determination by ordinary women who have played an extraordinary role in the history of their countries and communities. The theme of this year is Planet 50-50 by 2030, Step It Up for Gender Equality. The theme is to consider how to accelerate the 2030 agenda, building momentum for the effective implementation of the new Sustainable Development Goals, especially goal number 5, which is to achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls, and number 4, which is to ensure inclusive and quality education for all and promote lifelong learning. Women also hope to focus on new commitments under the UN Women's Step It Up initiative and other existing commitments on gender equality, women's empowerment and women's human rights. Key targets of the 2030 agenda include to ensure that all girls and boys complete free, equitable and quality primary and secondary education, leading to relevant and effective learning outcomes. By 2030, women hope to ensure that all girls and boys have access to quality early childhood development, care and pre-primary education so that they are ready for primary education. In a message to mark International Women's Day, the First Lady, Mrs. Lordina Mahama, said she is glad to join in celebrating the enormous contributions made by women of diverse backgrounds to the sustenance of families, the economy and society as a whole. These contributions, both at home and in social life, have inured greatly to a better society. In her view, today, a young lady is hardly hindered in many places, including going to school, to pursue a course that was previously reserved for men. However, this is not enough. Women can do more, she said during the recent meeting of the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS in Accra. President John Mahama launched the Ending Child Marriage campaign, which she is committed to. Mrs. Mahama says she is dedicated to this campaign because it will open doors to many more girls who would like to have a future with better economic and social prospects instead of falling into the traditional glamour of yesterday. The First Lady called on all to support and give a voice to young girls who stand the risk of being married off or are already married off to men far older than them and are yet to remain silent. Mrs. Mahama said she will continue to make opportunities available not only to those who will reach out but also those who may not have the hands to stretch out due to ignorance or poverty. Here in Accra to mark International Women's Day, GBC will host a number of women on unique breakfast drive. Dr. Zenato Ajeman Rawlings will host the show this morning, while the second vice chairperson of the CPP, Susanna Edua Mankwa, and one of the spokesperson for Nana Akufo-Addo, Olive Kwarteh, will be among the guests. Please tune in and be thrilled. The Tumu District Hospital in the Sisala East District of the Upper West Region recorded no maternal deaths in 2015. The success chalked up is as a result of consistent improvement in maternal mortality records at the hospital since 2012. The Director of Health Services for the District, Alex Bupula, said interventions such as engagements with community stakeholders, commitment and support of the district assemblies, continuous education of the public on maternal health and related subjects, among others, had proven worthy pursuits. Mr. Bupula In an interview with the Daily Graphic said, communities in the district had played important roles in achieving the feat through their active participation, particularly in matters of maternal health. He mentioned, for instance, that community members contributed to a fund that facilitated transport services to antenatal clinics. He said improvement in access to family planning services also helped to educate women on issues of pregnancy and related subjects, which resulted in improved general management of pregnancy. The Deputy General Health Director, Ousu Ansah, said it is a significant feat considering the national situation and resource constraints that the Upper West and some of its districts faced. And now to the presidency, where President John Dramani Mahama has cut the sword for an infrastructure improvement program under the Development of Skills for Industry project at Ada in the Greater Accra region. The project, estimated at $124 million, would see separate facilities constructed in some technical institutions in the country to whip up interest in the acquisition of technical skills. At a groundbreaking ceremony, President Mahama said that government is determined to ensure that technical and vocational skills become a first option rather than the last for most students. Pascalina Dadewo reports.
The Development of Skills for Industry project is designed to improve technical and vocational education training TVET and make it more relevant to Ghana's transformational agenda. It has become obvious that industry is largely in need of high-quality middle-level technical and vocational skills. The project, which targets 13 institutions across the country, will provide additional facilities like workshops, libraries, dormitories, and teachers' bungalows. The beneficiary institutions are the University of Education Winneba, College of Technology Kumasi, the Accra and Takoradi Polytechnics, and Adan Technical Institute. The rest are Kwetia, Amankwa Krom, Asuwase, Boga, Pando, Nkranza, Tamale, and Wa Technical Institutes. The project is being funded by the African Development Bank with a loan of $112 million and a counterpart funding of $12 million from government. The Minister of Education, Professor Jenana Opokwajiman, says the ministry is collaborating with the Council for Technical and Vocational Education and Training, CODVET, to rebrand technical institutions as directed by the president.
Ghana's economic growth is driven by the private sector, which consists of industrial units providing a critical mass of jobs for skilled labor. A key challenge is the limited availability of skilled lower and middle level manpower to drive innovations in production in this fast-changing global environment. TVET remains a sure route to the acquisition of much-needed skills for today's place of work.
President Mahama said government is determined to disabuse people's mind that technical education is a last option when one fails to make it to the university. He said what industry is demanding for now is middle-level technical skills. President Mahama challenged teachers to improve guidance and counseling of students in this area.
The whole of the public sector in Ghana, and that includes teachers, nurses, doctors, watchmen, drivers, just mention anybody employed in the public sector, is made up of 600,000 people. Out of a population of 26 million, only 600,000 people are public sector employees. Meanwhile, every year out of our universities and higher institutions, not less than 50,000 young people are graduating every year. What is the capacity of the public sector to absorb 50,000 people every year? It's not possible. And so if the public sector is able to take in 10,000, then it means that the private sector should be taking the extra 40,000. And so if the private sector is not growing fast enough to take that extra 40,000, then it results in the kind of unemployment that we are seeing. And the private sector will not employ you just because you have finished university and have a degree. They will employ you because you have something that they need. And that is why we're saying that what they are looking for today is skills. And so we must all bear this in mind as our young people make their career options.
The major challenge, however, remains with how to get more females to take up technical skills training, as it is still seen as preserve for males. For Radio Ghana, Pascalina Dadevo, Accra.
The presiding elder of the Accra Central District of the AME Zion Church, Reverend Felix Dodo, says inmates of correctional centers should be encouraged to come out well-reformed and as better citizens who are ready to help build the country. He said for the inmates to be integrated into society and to contribute meaningfully to national progress, Ghanaians should support the educational and other training programs at their correctional centers. Reverend Dodo said this when members of a Young Adults Missionary Society donated a number of items to inmates of the Senior Correctional Center at Roman Ridge in Accra. The items included stationery, toiletries, and disinfectants. Reverend Dodo said it is the hope of the church that inmates will be productive when they are discharged.
It's like any of us can find himself or herself over here. I don't think we should condemn them. We have to help them so that they would grow to become useful citizens. For me, then when they come out of this place, back into society, we have to love them the more, care for them, and so that they will find themselves fit in the society, and that will even encourage them not to do what they were doing or have done. They will change their lives and in a way help the society.
The Accra Central District President of the Young Adult Missionary Society or the AME Zion Church, Mrs. Ophelia Zungbe, said the issue of broken homes and peer pressure should be given serious attention as they contribute to juvenile delinquency. Mrs. Zungbe said the motto of the Senior Correctional Center, "We shall rise again," is enough motivation for the inmates to look into the future with hope.
I believe if we pay attention to our marriages, I don't think we'll have a broken home. The environment, some of them have a peer pressure. So choosing a friend is also critical. So if what you believe in is not the belief of your friends, definitely that friendship cannot move. So to appreciate this, but it's about education. Talking with them, encourage them, telling them all is not lost. And I love their motto. It says, "For they will rise again." So now they are down there, but definitely they are going to rise again. I know as church, I definitely believe if we come around to talk with them, encourage them with the word of God, definitely they will find a good value that they are to imbibe in themselves and grow with it.
The donation from the Young Adults Missionary Society was received by ASP Eunice Atugbe. She appealed for more support from the public. The Executive Secretary of the National Coalition for Proper Human Sexual Rights and Family Values, Moses Fuamuni, says homosexual unions are unlawful and it is a criminal offense to engage in the act. He said the UN Declaration on Human Rights in itself did not state any rights for homosexuals and emphasized that Ghana's constitution was also explicitly clear in respect of the human rights provision. Mr. Fuamuni said this during one of the coalition's regional consultative meetings with traditional councils to draw attention to the growing threat of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transsexual LGBT rights activism in the country. We bring you a News Desk report.
The coalition is a composition of Christian and para-Christian bodies, Muslim society, and other entities aimed at ensuring the preservation of sexual and family values. The meeting was attended by the clergy, Muslim leaders, school chaplains, opinion leaders, and members of the Ogwa Traditional Council. It was dubbed "Uniting to Combat the Scourge of Homosexual Activism in Ghana, the Tripartite Strategy." Mr. Fuamuni, who is also a senior law lecturer at the Ghana School of Law, said homosexuality is a human weakness and legalizing it would mean elevating what is clearly wrong into human rights. He indicated that it cannot be legally tenable because someone has a propensity to a certain sexual orientation. The law lecturer wondered why people are being prosecuted for engaging in sodomy, which is a similar sexual orientation, but homosexuals are not, noting that so far as sodomy remains an offense, homosexuality should also be. He pledged the coalition's commitment to ensure that persons vying for any political office clearly state their position on the issue of homosexuality in this year's general election.
That was a news desk report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. Now the major stories. Women being celebrated today. First Lady Lordina Mahama encourages women to do more despite achievements. No maternal deaths recorded in Tumu in Upper West last year. And Turkey and EU agree on plans to control influx of refugees into Europe. We'll be right back. And you're welcome back. Moving on, the Information Service Department has apologized to President John Mahama and the people of Ghana for the missing representation in the event brochure of the 59th Independence Day Parade at a Black Star Square. A statement signed by the acting director Francis Kwatin Arthur says the department, which authored the content of the brochure, accepts responsibility and unreservedly apologizes for the development. Individuals, churches and other social groups spent yesterday, which was a public holiday, organizing entertainment programs and developmental activities. These include beach parties, clean-up exercises, blood donations and family get-togethers. One of the groups was the Meridian Presbytery of the Christian Youth Builders of the EP Church, which organized a blood donation exercise at the Emmanuel Congregation of the Church at Kakasunanka near Tema, where 150 units of blood was realized. The vice moderator of the church, Reverend Ruja Jandu Hadido, implored the youth to desist from negative behaviors like alcoholism and drug abuse, saying intake of these will impact negatively on their health in future. He congratulated the Christian Youth Builders on making blood donation a regular feature on their calendar. A senior blood donor organizer of the National Blood Service, Stephen Danso, said the benefit in donating blood regularly.
Our target for Southern Area Blood Center is 25,000 units of blood, and we hope that we will achieve our target by the end of the year. That is when, if people open their hearts and decide to continue donating to save lives. So we are also working hard around the clock to attain that target. And this will help a lot in saving patients' lives, because there are a lot of patients dying because of blood, and we don't want this to continue. A single patient, most of them take more than 2 units of blood at a go. Let's say an A positive will take only A positive more than 2. So even if people donate, this blood are separated depending on the person's blood group. We also process it to save patients who need their blood group to survive. The theme for this year blood donation is give freely, give often, blood donation matters.
The president of the Meridian Presbytery or the Christian Youth Builders, Isaac Ahiahonu, said blood cannot be manufactured. That is why it is important for healthy people to donate blood regularly to help save lives. He said blood donated can be recovered within 24 hours. The 16th Ghana Armed Forces Open Day has taken place in all garrisons in the country. The day was instituted in 2011 to enable civilians and the military to appreciate their complementary roles in nation building. In Accra, more than 3,000 people were at the Air Force Base and regiment, where they had flight experiences, weapon handling, horse riding, armored vehicle maneuvers, among other fanfares. Interacting with the media, Deputy Director for Information and Press Relations Directorate of the Ghana Armed Forces, Naval Commander Michael Labi, said the exercise is to let civilians have knowledge about the armed forces and their day-to-day operations. Baba Otu and Sally Fujabri were there for Radio Ghana.
That is the sound from the CASA 295 flight which airlifted participants at the 2016 Armed Forces Open Day to Tema and its environs. Two Mi-17 helicopters were also used to enable all interested persons to have a feel of flight operations. According to military sources, Some school children and other members of the public arrived at the Air Force base as early as 3 a.m. to make sure they were not left out in the open day, especially the flight experience. Deputy Director for Information and Press Relations at the Armed Forces Public Relations Directorate, Naval Commander Michael Labi, encouraged Ghanaians to participate fully when the military opened its doors to the public.
There's a lot of concentration at the Air Force base because a lot of people want to get a flight experience. It is the same when you go to the naval bases in Tema and Takrady. And we are trying to encourage people as much as possible to visit the other units as well. Because let's say in Tema Cambie, you have the 5BN, you have the 64 Infantry Regiment, you have the Armored Recce Regiment also. So I think if you get a lot of people going to those places, then some people can have the flight experience whilst others are the other units. Then it goes round, then everybody would have a few. For those who maybe come on a yearly basis and still want to go on the aircraft, we don't have some sort of a database where you keep numbers of people and say that this one was here last year. So as much as possible, we'll revise the strategy based on the experiences that we have and see how best we can get more people to have that flight experience. Previously, we've achieved that aim of exposing the armed forces, giving people the opportunity to come and interact and have a feel of what happens within the barracks. So I think the aim has been achieved.
The flight officer for the 2016 Armed Forces Open Day, Wing Commander David Nkansa, said the Military High Command upholds strict and safety standards in its operations.
We are flying our Qatar C-295 aircraft and our Mi-17 helicopters. As you can see, we have two of our Mi-17s supporting us and one Qatar C-295, which is taking about 100 people on board per flight. The helicopters are taking between 30 to 40 people on board just to be able to take care of the numbers. Doing all that, we are mindful of the safety concerns that are related to operations such as this. So part of the manifest is to ensure that the passengers who are sitting in the aircraft are signing an indemnity clause to indemnify us from insuring them in the case of any eventuality.
Babau Tu and Salifu Dabri filed that report. The University of Professional Studies chapter of the Graduate Students Association of Ghana has organized a health walk and blood donation at Madina to commemorate Ghana's 59th independence anniversary. The president of the chapter, Reynolds Ofuria Japon, said the event is to support public education on the importance that people should attach to blood donation and healthy lifestyles. More than 200 people donated blood to support the blood bank at the 37 military hospital. Here's a report by Frank Amar.
The health walk, which took the students to the Madina market, ended at the UPSA campus. The students, joined by some members of the Madina community, later donated blood to support the blood bank. President for GRASAG, UPSA chapter, Reynolds Ofori Ejapong, said the exercise is to ensure constant blood supply at the hospital to deal with emergencies.
Haven't you contributed our quota to developing the human being, so to speak? We also have to have a form of a healthy lifestyle. At least there are most of them that even don't jog or do basic exercises when they wake up because of stress of work and all of that. And so we took it that, okay, it's important this year, today being a holiday, have a health walk. And most importantly, also after doing that, we relax our nails, get some food to eat and food to eat. Beyond that, after having that good health and exercise, burning some calories, we can also donate to help our brothers and sisters who are in need for blood.
Frank Ama filed that report. The canopy walkway of the Bunsu Arboretum in the Eastern Achim Municipality of the Eastern Region has been opened after being closed for 8 months due to the collapse of one of the tiers. The owners of the site, according to information gathered, have been given the permit to operate since they have adhered to all the guidelines, including provision of security and insurance for visitors in case of any eventuality. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the managing director of the site, Philip Apiadanso, said about 3,000 domestic tourists are expected to visit the canopy walkway being a holiday. The leader of the security team, made up of the fire service and Ghana Police Service, Inspector Hupoto, noted that security is firmly on the ground at the canopy walkway for the safety of the visitors. And in foreign news, the U.S. has promised more transparency on the country's controversial use of drones to strike at terrorist target. White House counterterrorism advisor Lisa Monaco announced that the administration will release an assessment in the coming weeks of both combatant and civilian casualties due to drone and other counterterrorism strikes dating back to 2009. And Turkey and the European Union have reached an agreement on a proposal to tackle influx of refugees into Europe. Officials say the next step involves the presentation of a proposal to EU leaders at a key European Council meeting due to be held on the 17th and 18th of this month. European Council President Donald Tusk said the leaders made a breakthrough and he is hopeful of sealing a deal at the next meeting. He said the progress sent a clear message that the days of irregular migration to Europe are over. And now to end the news, the main points again. Women the world over are celebrating International Women's Day today. By 2030, women hope to ensure that all girls and boys have access to quality early childhood development, care and primary education so that they are ready for primary education. The First Lady, Lordina Mahama, has encouraged women to do more despite the achievement. In a message to mark International Women's Day, the First Lady said she will continue to make opportunities available not only to those who will reach out, but also to the underreached. No maternal deaths were recorded in the Tumu District Hospital in the Upper West Region last year. The Director of Health Services of the district, Alice Bapula, said the success chopped up is as a result of consistent improvement in maternal mortality records at the hospital since 2012. And Turkey and EU have agreed on a plan to control the influx of refugees into Europe. European Council President Donald Tusk said the progress sends a clear message that the days of irregular migration to Europe are over. The news was presented by Eugenia Sumedisechi in Accra.